Scott Norwood is here from UALR. Tonight, Trojans, Bears, oh my, at Dickey Stevens Park. So get over there. Screaming Kids Day is the warm-up act today. Tonight, we've got in-state baseball. Be fun. And Chris Kromas is here from Tropical Smoothie Cafe with a review of a movie called Chasing Maverick.
Chasing Mavericks. That's plural.
It's about...
More than one.
It's not about a bunch of guys getting after Tom Cruise's character in Top Gun, is it?
No.
That's right, Iceman. I am dangerous.
You make fun of me, and yet you say stuff like that.
Yes, Christina, I do. You're catching on. Exactly right.
It's interesting. They do have an Iceman, and this movie has a guy named Frosty. So there is somewhat of a correlation.
See? There probably is a story there. There probably is. Let me get Carrie in here, and then we will move on. Carrie, what's up, buddy? Okay. Well, we'll just move on then. How about that? Coach, tonight it all goes down at Dickey Stevens Park. We are all around here, at least, proponents of in-state competition. And baseball is the great equalizer. It is the sport that all the Division I schools can play on a relatively level playing field. So tonight especially fun. Great ballpark, great weather, and some in-state competition. You guys had a great game with them last year, too, right?
Yeah, I think last year, excuse me, we played a 10-inning game. So we it's beneficial for my program. I'll put it that way. I can't answer for anyone else, and I try to just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. I find it ridiculous we don't, but you
okay.
Know.
So you won't leave it at that.
I did.
All right.
Leave it there. Did I?
You're not good at leaving it. But so tonight it's at 6:30 again. I do want to congratulate one more time Blake Huffman, who was named the Sun Belt Conference Pitcher of the Week. Tell me about Blake a little bit.
He threw really well last week. Had a no hitter going to the eighth inning. Had a 2-2 pitch that was pretty borderline that didn't go his way, and the guy fouled off three more in a row and got to a full count and hit a base hit to right. And then after that, you know how it always goes.
There's yeah,
a double and another single, another double, and threw really well. He's a East Texas kid, and he's a redshirt senior for us, so he's really been well with Chance Cleveland. They've been back-to-back Sun Belt Pitchers of the Week here the last 2 weeks.
Do you ever argue balls and strikes?
No.
That is a worthless effort, isn't it?
It's not even worth it.
Yeah, okay. You ever kick dirt on anybody?
The only thing I do tell umpires that they get a good laugh out of this. It's like, listen, this is my 13th year as a head coach. I've been in this dugout or at third base all the time. You guys could umpire behind the plate. You do one at first and you do one at third. So necessarily you're at that spot 33% of the time. I'm over here 100% of the time. So I've obviously got better angles. I know what I'm doing better than you.
It's a good point.
And they do think it's pretty
good. Hard to argue that. I'm sure they do, but yeah.
Man, look at this haircut. This big nose. I've done a lot to overcome what I got. I've got great eyesight, so they got to understand that.
Well, look, you'll always be number two in the nose department at UALR. Let me ask
you
this.
Go. Yeah.
Do you ever, have you ever been
Sorry, Shields.
Have you ever, I wasn't even going to name him. Have you ever thought about wearing flip-flops while you're coaching?
I have not. Now, in golf, I have. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. My dad plays golf barefoot and all the time.
Your dad's John Daly?
No.
Okay. Sorry, threw me off.
That would be pretty interesting. You know, we have to wear the uniform.
Right, so you get to. What number are you?
I'm 9, Ted Williams.
That's very good.
Very nice.
That's good, okay. Mm-hmm. Who, when you talk to your players, I don't know if this ever comes up, but when you get who are their favorite players of all time, are they all current guys or are there some formers?
Oh, gosh, there's no past guys.
There's no Babe Ruth?
The other day, this is probably a month ago, I was teasing one of them. I go, man, what do you think you are, Lou Brock?
They're like, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get that?
He goes, Lou who? I go, you're joking. I said, it's probably one of the greatest Cardinals ever. Oh, I love the Cardinals. I've never heard of him. I said,
who's the most popular player currently on your team? I mean, as far as fans.
Oh, I don't know. They all love Jeter. You know, that comes up. Or they like all the flamboyant guys. They think it's neat when Manny Ramirez has got his hair and his locks. And
is he still relevant?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a former Red Sox. Just have to throw that in.
Right, I know that. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know. I mean, they pick different guys. You know, they love any pitcher that's got a little flair, you know, shooting people on the mound or stuff like that. But most of them are all typical A-Rod or, you know, whatever.
Okay. People still like him, too?
I'm shocked.
He's borderline relevant at this point. Derek Jeter's still in the top 10 Forbes list of most influential athletes.
He's pretty amazing.
A-Rod did not make the list.
I can understand why. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him on my list either.
Derek Jeter's also in the top 3 of athletes who have pulled the most hot tail in their careers.
I'm pretty sure A-Rod's on that list too, though, Justin.
That's probably true.
Wasn't he with a stripper or something in Toronto?
Yeah.
He's, in Canada, all places.
Well, I mean, he's a guy who's not afraid to hit on gals during the game, while the game's still going on. So, yeah.
Apparently the number one strip club in Canada is in Ottawa. Just a little tip in case you're ever headed up to Canada and you want to...
Sorry, let me...
Yeah, write that down. Ottawa strip club best. Okay.
Just in case.
There you go. Just go.
But you know what?
That turns into...
If it ever comes up in conversation, at least I've got the answer. Because you know what? I told you...
In case
you,
you're ever up there.
You know, Christina, I told you in the break, and apparently you have no compassion for me. I tell her that all the time. She goes, do you read? Do you read? I'm like, no, I don't read. I don't have time to read. Because I have to read a bunch of crap. I have to read a bunch of minutia. I have to know all the stuff that's going on in pop culture. Things I don't want to know and will never have to regurgitate after today. So then you throw in the fact that now I know where the best strip club in Canada is. One more piece of information I don't need to know. You're part of the problem.
Hey,
you're not helping.
You might be in Canada sometime, and you might need to know
Justin,
that
you
is.
Could be on Jeopardy,
though. If I was,
though.
I promise you, one of the last things I'll do is go to a strip club. So.
See, it could be like strippers for 200, and you'll know the answer.
There you go.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Look, if I wanted to be around strippers with funny accents, I'd drive over to Mississippi.
They don't really talk. Like, aren't the best ones the ones that don't talk.
I don't know how many strip clubs you've been in, but...
Speak to me.
I mean...
It's really not about their accent, totally is it, Justin?
Hey, everybody. 6:30 tonight. Feast or famine for the Trojans this year? Is that what the case has been? You guys have either been, from what I've followed, been really good or had some not-so-good weekends.
We've been very inconsistent. That's
consistently inconsistent?
Yes.
That's my golf
and
game.
Here in the last 2 weeks to 3 weeks, we've found our groove finally. We're having 20 new guys, which has been a real grind just trying to find the right pieces and – It's just kind of worked out here lately. We've been swinging the bat so much better and playing better defense. And guys have finally found some roles that they've really embraced. And I think that's why we're seeing a good, you know, good transition here the last few weeks. And hopefully we'll make a good jump because after, you know, tonight's game, we have a big weekend series as well.
Now you guys are fighting to get into the conference tournament.
We are. We're trying to fight to get in the, you know, it's a tough tournament. You know, our league's rated fifth out of the.
Yeah, your league's really good for baseball.
It's fantastic, you know. Most people really don't understand that the Sun Belt's the fifth best league in the country. You know, it's the ACC and the SEC, the Big 12 and Pac 12, and then bam, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really hard tournament to get in. And once you get in it, obviously, like in 2011, making an NCAA regional, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's do it again.
I like it. Now, what do you do for pitching staff tonight? Do you have your non-conference starters that you'll throw? Like
we
tonight?
Do. We have two guys that start midweek games, and they'll throw tonight, and then all our bullpen's rested. We really didn't use many bullpen guys this weekend, so we're really fully rested. And we'll probably throw five or six guys tonight. I think Alan's going to do the same thing just to get guys work and be fresh for the weekend, not over taxi somebody.
Did you know Coach Gunn before last year?
I did. Remember, he's at Southern Arkansas when I was at Ouachita, so okay. We're in the same league.
I guess I didn't know when he got to SAU. He had a good
been
run
an
there.
Assistant. Yeah, he did. He took over.
He kind of took over after you left. They had their big run.
We went to the national championship game, and they always tease him. They would always seem to win the league or the conference tournament, and I'd always seem to win the regional and go to the World Series.
Mm-hmm. So, you prefer that?
I would be happy with that.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. You know, there was that, and we actually asked Todd Butler, the hitting coach and associate head coach at Arkansas, about that a while back. About there's this consensus that people don't necessarily try to win the conference tournament because it's almost a hindrance in setting up your rotation for the postseason. He said that's not the case, but you do have to wonder. Now, if you've got great depth from a pitching standpoint, maybe it's okay. But if you have concerns with that, you know, maybe
if you
it's
get
not
to win
it
thing. Straight through, I think it's beneficial. If you get in there where you're having to play six games, seven games, and you win that or get to the finals, I think it just wears you not only physically, it's the emotional toll that it takes on your kids. And trying to just everybody's like, oh, no, you're battle-tested. You got this done. No, it's great. You got a championship. You got a ring out of it, but it's going to wear you out.
What's the minimum number of games you have to win? To win the conference, yeah.
Four.
Okay.
You can win it straight out in four.
That'd be ideal.
That'd be fantastic.
We talk a lot about the mid-range game with basketball. We talk about tackling and blocking in football. Some basics that seem to have been lost on the newest generation of college athletes. With baseball, is there something that you find that is consistently missing when kids arrive on campus?
That would be the ability to spell and bunt.
Oh, wow.
Bunt is the key word they do not have in the vocabulary anymore.
Okay.
Bunt.
That doesn't surprise me.
They look at you like, whoa, coach, now. That's not my contract.
Yeah. I batted 485, coach, never bunted once in high school.
Exactly. Now they get with it. They've done a good job and just kids these days also are used to just pulling the baseball. You have to really teach them to stay inside the ball, shoot the ball the other way, and mm-hmm. you'll become a great disciplined hitter and be able to hit anything. You know, and high school kids see a lot of 84, 85 mile an hour pitching, and in our league, you're seeing a bunch of 92, 93 mile an hour pitching. You know, you face Arkansas, you're seeing even greater than that. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to be able to handle them all.
But you don't, unfortunately, don't have to worry about that.
I just try to show up and do my job.
I understand.
Yeah.
There will be no beer in the dugouts, but there will be, I'm told, adult beverages at the ballpark if you want to go watch on a perfect Tuesday night. You couldn't ask for a better night for a ball game. Now, you might find smoothies in the dugout, especially if they're carrot smoothies, and that would be a perfect thing to, again, improve the eyesight.
I'm a big fan of tropical smoothie. I will have to say the Caribbean jerk wrap for me. No onion is right up my alley.
Okay.
Hey, that's Jamaican jerk, but that was very close.
Very good. Sorry.
Hey, we're in the Caribbean.
We're
that was good.
Sorry.
He's in the spirit. It's close enough.
That is. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I used to call the peanut paradise the peanut buster parfait smoothie, so whatever. It takes a while to get it right, but he knows what you
mean. I'm a jetty
punch.
Oh,
there
you go.
Right on, right on.
Yes. The carrot smoothie, what's that called?
Caribbean carrot.
Nice.
See, it was just, you know.
Ahead of his time.
Very close.
Oh, the man's clairvoyant.
Some theme music, Caribbean music in the background.
I'll have to get some. I'll get some Marley up here in a second. Let me get Mike from North Little Rock in. Hey, Mike.
Man, you told three big ones quick in a row.
Okay.
First of all, you don't like to go to strip clubs. I don't guess you remember Austin, Texas, when Arkansas played Texas down there.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't me, but okay. What else?
And I went duck hunting with Ted Williams one time. I think every word he ever said was a four-letter word, so he probably deserves his head being cryogenically frozen.
Oh, come on now. Okay, you're 0 for 2. What else you got?
I think the last thing you probably read was Big Booty and Jugs.
Boy.
Huh?
That's a whiff. I mean, you want to talk about strike three, you're out. I mean, just the worst call in the history of the world.
Wow.
Anyway.
Where do you go from there?
At home, I hope, hopefully. Or maybe somebody will break in here and kill me. That'd be great. That'd be a great ending to the show. Chris, what's happening at Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
Man, lots of good stuff when the weather's like this. You know what I'm saying?
Crack kills, I like to say.
You must be absolutely just doing so well when it's like this.
Well, you know what's weird is we can't get in a rhythm this year.
That's what I was saying.
I mean,
you
have
two nice days and then it's crappy. And then two nice days and it's crappy.
You're watching my baseball team.
It has been consistently inconsistent.
There you go.
The weather has just been tough. But on days like this, man, it's great, you know? Caribbean carrot, the Jamaican jerk. You know, hopefully we find a place in people's lives today. Come and see us.
My computer's frozen, which is annoying.
Did you spill your smoothie on it?
It was that Ted Williams.
I actually didn't. I know. That was such a terrible call, full of untruths. Not even half-truths, total untruths. I couldn't do anything with that. Kev says we need to have a news-off on the Keith Lee Service coming live fan feedback between Antoine Dotson, Sweet Brown, Obama Phone Lady, and Charles Ramsey. If you missed it earlier, Charles Ramsey was responsible for one of the great news clips in our system.
It was pretty
after
hilarious.
Three women were rescued after 10 years plus of incarceration. Or not incarceration, but being kidnapped and in lockdown in some dude's house in Cleveland. Whack job. Okay. Chris, you want to? Why don't you do your review while I'm working on this computer?
Oh, all right.
I'm going to do a little
early
maintenance. Yeah, we'll do it ahead of time.
What time is it? 12?
It's 12:18.
Okay, good. All right, so Chasing Mavericks. I'd love to know if anybody out there has even seen this movie or heard of it. But it's one of those straight-to-video deals. But I was in Atlanta last week, and I just, you know, didn't have time, but this was on the deal, so I just watched it. It looked kind of interesting when I saw the previews. It is Elizabeth Shue and Gerard Butler. And thank you.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Very French.
Oui.
Yes, thank you. And so here's the story, and this is why I was interested in it, because in the previews they had lots of cool shots of surfing. This is a surfing movie. I dig watching surfing. I think that's pretty cool. So the premise is...
I have heard of
this. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
The story is this. Gerard Butler is a surfer, which is totally seems unbelievable. He just doesn't play a good surfer. But he's like an old-time surfer, old for surfers, I guess. And there's this kid that lives next door, and he's like a prodigy, right? So somewhere on the West Coast, there are these... they're called Mavericks, and they only really kick up during an El Nino, like once every 7 years, 8 years, something like that. and these waves like 40, 50 feet high, and you just kind of got to be partially insane to even go out there and do it. But this kid really wants to do it. So he's like, it's like, in a way, it's like the Karate Kid, because Gerard Butler turns into Mr. Miyagi and trains him throughout the movie to ride Mavericks. Okay. This is the worst acting I've seen by somebody in a really long time. Gerard Butler is terrible.
What was the last movies that he was in that was good, though? Like, what does he do?
The one where 300. He was
awesome. He was in that?
Wasn't he the main dude in 300?
I don't think so.
I don't even know what 300 is.
Come on, somebody back me up. I think he's the main dude.
Big Baby? This is where you start to pop in.
Help me out. I think 300, he's
not
like
familiar.
The main dude.
You never saw 300?
Dude, you got to see 300.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's good.
But anyways, there was another movie that he was in. There was another movie that he was
in.
Yeah,
he's been in some stuff lately. But I think
he's in 300.
Yeah, 300 was the one I think that got him out there.
Okay, I don't remember that, but all right.
But he needs to do more movies like that, where he's just, you know, fighting and less talking, because he seemed terribly miscast in this. I didn't buy him as a surfer. But there are still, if you like surfing, there's some cool shots. And
Gerard Butler, you know. I was thinking Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, because of my accent.
There's no way that fat dude was in 300. I'm like, they ain't got no six pack. He's probably drinking a six pack.
They would have to CGI every shot of him surfing.
Not France, anyway. I think he's like more like Scottish.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what
he is.
He's
like Scottish.
I can't believe you've never seen 300. There's a lot of dudes with their shirts off.
He's awesome in 300. I mean, that's
Eric Banya's in it. It's a good
movie. He was in actually that was a chick movie. P.S. I Love You.
Yeah, I knew he was in a chick flick.
He was good.
Oh, he was good in it?
That movie is one of the like craziest, girliest, saddest movies ever. Like, I don't know a woman who's ever seen that movie that does not like bawl.
I don't know any guys who have cried watching that.
Have you seen it?
I'm bawling right now on the inside just thinking about
it. Oh, you're so sarcastic. I caught it that time.
Well, anyway.
It's good because I was landing on pretty thick.
Pretty thick there. Okay, I got it.
Go on, Gerard Butler.
And
now we've identified.
I want to say something about Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, because, gosh. Is she in this?
Yes, she's
this
in this.
This made this instantly watchable just now.
Okay.
Adventures,
look what you did. You saved it.
Here, how long ago did Leaving Las Vegas come out? 20 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
I think she's that character 20 years later.
She looks a little rough is what you're telling me.
She's looking
she
like...
She made up to look rough like or she just looks rough?
She's,
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe?
She's made out to be a little rough, but, I mean, for her... To be as rough as the character she was probably supposed to be, she's still pretty cute.
Okay, now wait a minute. They made Charlize Theron ugly in that movie where she man-eater.
Yeah.
Monster.
Monster, thank you.
Man-eater.
Whatever, same difference.
Hall & Oates.
Man-eater. She's a man-eater. That is like a Julia Roberts movie.
She's a man-killer, man-eater, whatever, same difference.
Anyway.
So, what are in these smoothies? My God, it got
good
sloppy
stuff.
In here.
Vodka.
Good stuff.
Carrots.
They're a little spiked today.
Anyway, Elizabeth Shue, I'm glad we haven't seen her in a while.
Now, I will say this. So if I had to choose, I would watch this movie 10 times before The Place Beyond the Pines. This movie was bad, but it was really, I think, more bad just because he was, I think, terribly miscast, and it just tried to be, you know, kind of serious. Now, I found out at the end of the movie probably why they took it so serious. It is actually based on a true story about a surfing prodigy. Wish I could remember his name. It's terrible that I can't, but I can't. Should have written it down. Should have done show prep.
I saw the cartoon version of this. It was called Surf's Up.
Surf's Up.
It's about a
surfer.
I think it was a penguin.
I have a question, though, for you, movie guy.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about it, and it's supposed to be like this big, great movie. I am not a huge fan of Leonardo DiCaprio, but what do you think about The Great Gatsby?
I really want to see it, man.
Yeah.
The previews look super cool, and I like DiCaprio. I think he's going to end up going down at the end of his career. He's going to end up going down as one of the better ones.
Oh, yeah. He's
going to
be he's the Jack Nicholson. He'll be Jack Nicholson in like 30
years.
He's
pretty cool, man.
He's that cool, everybody digs him in Hollywood
and
guy.
Do you like the Baz Luhrmann? Like, I'm just not – that's what this is, right? Baz Luhrmann? Is that what –
what else did he do?
Like, oh gosh, he's in those. They're different type of movies.
I lost it.
The singing.
You had me at hello.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann. He's at. I think he's Australian.
Big Baby. He can hit that too, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a Baz Luhrmann film, and
it looks cool. It looks cool. Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. That looked horrible.
The singing, dancing. Baz Luhrmann. Yeah, it is him.
Terrible. Okay. Well, now I've lost interest. Thanks a lot.
Oh, there you go.
Hopefully Leonardo dies at the end of it like he does all the other movies he's in. Does Gatsby get it at the end?
I don't know.
I haven't read the book.
I almost bought it in the airport last week. It's only like 160 pages.
Let me say this.
I can get through that one.
One more time for the record. Make sure to put this on the blog today. I don't read books. I don't have time. I wish I did.
I think you had to read
stupid
it.
You can't go around admitting you don't read books.
I want to read books. I don't have time. I have to read a bunch of crap for the show. It's part of
right.
my job.
You need to keep doing it. You're my pipeline into this pop culture stuff.
Into this worthless, useless garbage.
Without
okay.
you, I don't know anything.
Give me a banana rating so we can get more on Gerard Butler from Adam.
I'm going to give it 2.5 bananas.
Okay.
This is cool enough surfing. The reason it's, you know, it's a true story. And really, I just think that he was totally miscast. It could have probably been a better flick, but not really. It's low budget.
Speaking of, we're having a heck of a show. Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Hey, man. Gerard Butler, he was Leonidas in 300, the main king guy.
He was great. That's a good movie.
And he's in Law-Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx. You ever seen that one?
No.
It's really freaking good.
Okay.
He's a guy that gets his family gets killed and spends like 10 years trying to get back at the system, all this kind of stuff, gets locked up and starts killing folks while he's in prison. It's pretty cool.
Wow, sounds like a real romantic comedy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate
that's
it.
Gerard Butler, who was the chef in Life of Pi on the boat.
Gerard Depardieu.
Oh! That's what I said. Oh. Yeah, he's the fat Frenchie dude, not to be confused with Butler. I was confused. Steve.
Hey, guys. I'm not going to be as bad of a call as the dude from North Little Rock that really was horrible, Justin. I think you lost some brain cells there just having to answer the phone for him.
And I have so few left.
I know. And, you know, I've got a little bit of, just because you mentioned something a minute ago, I've got a little bit more useless knowledge for your brain.
Thank you.
Because you mentioned something about, oh, you're going to, you know, maybe they'll have carrot shakes down at in the dugout so they can see better.
Yes. Creamy, you know, carrot smoothies.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a myth. And here's the useless knowledge on that is, back in World War One. The Brits, they didn't know why people were getting bombed, and you know they didn't have radar, but that's how they actually invented radar. And they said that some of the other countries, they developed radar first, but they said it was because the other countries were eating carrots and that they were able to see better. So that's where that whole myth of carrots is helping your eyesight has come.
You
so,
better take that up with my doctor, because I don't think that he would agree with you one bit.
Well, I don't know who your doctor is, but if you'd like me to, I'll be more than happy to make an appointment with him, take him some lunch from Tropical Smoothie Cafe, because they got a great catering program, and I'm in medical sales myself. Use them all the time. So,
Dr. Steve Tilley, work. I'll be up there this afternoon. I think you should bring him some, and I'd like to see you two debate the benefits of carrots.
Well, carrots are good for you,
okay,
but they're not going to help your eyesight, Justin.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm looking through a wall right now. I can see the front yard of the Signal Media compound because I've been eating this Caribbean carrot smoothie.
Well,
so.
You know what's funny is I didn't think they had a front yard. They really have a more like a hill and a parking lot. So, see, I think you're not quite seeing through this wall.
You know
yet,
what?
So.
I just realized I'm looking 6 blocks away. That is amazing. Chris, these smoothies are life-saving.
Thank you.
Amazing. It's a little odd that we're talking about this and I'm playing a Stevie Wonder song. It's 12:31.